Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome in, DFW. Glad to have you on board on a Haiku Hump Day Wednesday, and more importantly, a Victory Wednesday for your Texas Rangers. A little daytime baseball to get you rolling on your hump day, and what a day it was. The pitching staff continues to do big boy things. And if we were going to say to ourselves, all right, this team is 5-2 to start the year, 7 games into the season, you win the first series against the Boston Red Sox, you win the second series on the road, first one on the road against a scrappy Cincinnati Reds team. I think the Reds are a little bit better than what we've, you know, seen in recent years. And they've been kind of that, you know, kind of a middling franchise for the better part of, you know, the last 20, 25 years, whatever it's been. But I do think they're, you know, on the right track as far as things go, you know, improving in the NL. But you took care of business after what was, you know, look, you obviously you got off to a rough start on Monday. All right. Giving up 14 runs. Didn't help that Kamar Rockard looked like absolute, you know what, for the first couple innings. Our guy, Nathan Eovaldi, comes out yesterday and absolutely pitches his heart out, pitches an absolute gem. First complete game shutout of the 2025 Major League Baseball season. For all this hype about home runs and the Dodgers and torpedo bats, it was nice to see a good old-fashioned complete game pitching performance. And, oh, by the way, he was able to do it in fewer than 100 pitches. And then today, another young upstart for this Texas Ranger baseball team comes out. One young Mr. Jack Leiter, he comes out, gives you 5 strong innings. Your bullpen comes out and does an absolute bravo job. And you needed to see that. Not to say that they haven't done a bravo job all season long, but got a day off, got some rest, and were able to come in today, take care of business. I'm going to ask you, new guy Jake, because I know you're kind of a baseball guy in your own right.
Yeah.
I know we only pitched 70 pitches through 5 innings. Are we okay with the continued slow play of Jack Leiter? I get it. We're only 2 games in. Would another inning have killed anybody?
I don't think it would have, but I'll tell you this, because the Cubs kind of went through this last year when we called up our top pitching prospect. Some of it is getting him out of the game on a high note,
right,
and not wanting to, because I mean, that third time through the order, you know, his confidence is really up there. He's coming through. He's got 6 strikeouts. Sometimes if you push him that extra inning, you know, he's going to give up that really bad inning, that crooked number. And it kind of just, it shoots down everything that he did prior to that. So I think almost it was more of like kind of getting him settled in, but at the same time, be like, you know what?
Yeah.
5 solid. We'll take that. We're going to push it to our bullpen now.
Well, and look, you're exactly right about that as far as, you know, let your bullpen take over, let them do their thing. Because, again, if outside of Garabito on Monday and Luke Jackson, who threw 1 bad pitch on opening day, this bullpen's been pretty dadgum good, all right? I mean, they've through 7 games so far, 7 games so far, I mean, they've been lights out for you. I mean, really, outside of Kamar Rocker, outside, I mean, let's be real. When you take away Kamar Rocker's first two innings and Tyler Mahle's first two innings, okay, this pitching staff has been lights out. Yeah. So far, okay, your starting pitching's been great. Your bullpen's been fantastic. And let's tip of the cap, bell ring to our boy Luke Jackson, who I think again for a team that I know it was easy to want everybody wanted to jump on and say, all right, here we go, bats aren't alive. You know, you knew you needed a closer. Luke Jackson spits the bit opening day, but I'll tell you what, my man's come back in a big way. So I feel a lot better about where this pitching staff's at. However, when it comes to the bats, that's another question. You and I will get into this here in just a little bit. In case you don't know, Fan After Dark, I'm Fred Davis. That gentleman to the right of me.
He's not here.
Is MIA.
He is not here.
Okay. Now, look, I'm if you and I are, if you know, you're more of a betting man than I am.
I am, yeah.
Okay. You don't mind to put a little action, a little juice.
I am a degenerate.
On a wager, okay? Yep. I mean, look, your truck's still in the garage, right?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, so that's a start. If I had to guess, he's asleep.
Do you think this time it's because of, like, just tired from the morning shift? I know you mentioned in Crosstalk, you know, he's running those breakfast shifts.
Those pancakes aren't going to serve themselves,
no,
boys.
No, they're not. No, they're okay. Not. Those mimosas, I mean, somebody's got to pour them.
And he is bartending, yep, too. Yep. So, and I want to say I'm about 92% sure that Blake was bartending today.
You think Blake's a heavy hand kind of guy? Like, you think you think he goes light on the alcohol, or do you think it depends on, like, you know, if it's a mom,
I was going to say, Blake strikes me as a person-to-person type pour.
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
He sees you and I come in, all right? Now, great, I don't drink, but if I did, you know, chances are, I probably look like the kind of guy that would want a heavy drink.
Hey, I'll drink whatever you don't drink, so I'll take both of them down.
All right.
No problem there.
No problem whatsoever. But no, he strikes me as he's going to dictate the pour debate, you know, as to who's there. So I think you're right. I think, and again, we were texting earlier today. I was out in Wiley taking care of some roofing business. Back, you know, I mean, hell, that game went by in what, 2 hours? Max?
I mean, I didn't even know they were playing early today. I know I was talking to Alex Salas last night because I ran the two on the Rangers game when they lost 15-4, and I think I had like 27 highlights to grab, and yeah. He gets back-to-back 1-0 games that take all of 2.5 hours.
Oh, Alec 2.0. He's lucking out big time, and he took part in Tank Top Tuesday yesterday. He actually just took his shirt off and just kind of meandered around.
See, that's
the studio.
What I would have done, too. Yeah. I had it planned out, man. I was going to pull up in a black wife beater, and yeah. We would have rolled. Did he participate?
He sure did.
Yeah.
You know, Khaki Kev, not one to back down. So,
he's not.
No. So if you're on, and I want to say I think we're off next Tuesday. I think the Rangers are playing next Tuesday, so we're not on. But look, it's a staple now. And, you know, it was bandied about as to whether or not I am barbed wire tattoo guy.
I saw that.
Okay. I lean towards no. First of all, I don't have a barbed wire tattoo. Two, I'm not really sure what about me gives people the idea that I would be barbed wire tattoo guy.
Oh, you'd absolutely be a barbed wire tattoo
guy.
Okay,
but what makes barbed wire tattoo guy is what I want to know. Because from what I grew up, when I think barbed wire tattoo guy, I'm thinking like heavy metal, okay? Probably got like silver rings on, yeah. Okay? With maybe one of them the skull.
Maybe like a motorcycle gang kind of guy.
Gang guy, okay? Mm-hmm. That's what barbed wire guy says to me. Okay, I'm none of those things,
Fred. I think it's there's a rugged wild animal side to you. It like What's borders up? On redneck, but there's.
But if you know me, you know I'm not.
I think it speaks to your T levels. No, this is just what you exude. Okay, so this isn't like I got to know you and now I think you're a barbed wire guy.
This is just
hey, I got one look at this guy.
I agree.
Just paint a picture. And I think it's really just out of respect because you have to have some level of strength and
that's true.
And
I think it's power. Because I think if I shaved, I don't think people would get that same barbed wire vibe.
Without question.
You know?
It's the whole package.
By the way, we've got Eric Chia following here. And I'm not telling anybody. They don't know. When are we going to get the milk plug?
Because
I get it. When I first got here, you didn't know me. So maybe it was a little bit like, yeah. Okay, I don't know this dude. No. But I feel like we've, you know, I think we can break milk.
There's
you know,
no question.
We can
break
bread and break, you know, drink a few... little leche together.
There's no question about that.
I'll drink some milk now. I don't drink alcohol.
Yeah.
But we can, I mean, we can go shot for shot now, on some milk.
You want this because this is the real deal.
Holy, this is straight from the udder.
This is straight from the
Ooh, baby,
the
I like
udder.
It raw.
This is raw,
okay,
delicious, top tier whole milk sitting in my fridge. It's got your name on it. Because I'm going to re-up on Friday. So whatever I have, I will bring it tomorrow. You guys have a show? Yeah, you guys have a show tomorrow.
We do.
Because Rangers are off tomorrow.
Rangers are off tomorrow.
Okay, Thirsty Milk Thursday. Thirsty raw milk
Thursday for us.
Exactly.
And it's Thirsty Thursday for y'all. You guys do Thirsty Thursday?
Absolutely, we do.
Okay, so it's a Thirsty Thursday for you. It's slash Thick Thursday for us.
Slash Ladies Night in LA Live. That's traditionally right, on a Thirsty Thursday. But yeah, this is a Thirsty Thick raw milk Thursday. Fan After Dark, G-Bag Nation, Collision Course.
You want me to bring some Chips Ahoy?
Yeah.
Are you a cookie guy? What aren't you?
Borderline disrespected by the question. I'm gonna let it fly by the wayside. I'm absolutely a cookie guy, and I'm a cookie with milk guy. Like the New York Mets. New York Mets are doing the cookie bucket.
I saw that.
It's like 20 chocolate chip cookies. Hopefully they're like top tier cookies.
They have to be.
But the idea is pretty incredible.
Yeah, it is.
But my thinking was, and I don't know how many milks are being drank at ballparks across the United States, but that particular ballpark, if you're doing cookie buckets, you got to have a milk pairing to go with that.
Look, my guess is, you know, you're not going to have milk on tap, but I would guess you're going to have the milk, not necessarily a carton, because let's call it what it is. That's elite. But probably like, you know, your little plastic jug.
Yeah, like an Oak Farms kind of style, whatever. Mm. Now, if you really want to class it up and get that thing out of a jar, then I can take home like a New York Mets jar of milk to accompany my bucket of 20... chocolate chip cookies.
All right, so what do we want to do? Do we want to do Chips Ahoy? Do we want to do Oreos? What do we want to do? You tell me.
Ooh.
You provide the milk, I'll provide the cookies.
Let's go. It's been so long with Chips Ahoy. I would say it could be upwards of a couple of years
since I've had a Chips Ahoy.
The Oreos
Does
are
Mrs.
a staple.
Does Mrs. Tiafalo not allow for Chips Ahoy at the house, or are you guys just going a different direction?
Plus,
I know you got kids, and you're not trying to get them all sugared up, which I appreciate.
Yeah, but there's also the idea when you have the young kids and you can, like, kill time with projects. Like, hey, we're baking cookies. So, you know, we're doing a lot of the cookie dough.
Yeah.
They get to kind of put it on the sheet.
I like that.
Throw that bad boy in the oven. And that's really a win-win across the board.
44-year-old single Fred's just going to the store, grabbing some cookies, and we're calling it a
college
day.
Me, not cooking,
not
or
bacon.
Not baking cookies.
College Chiafalo's not baking
I'm
cookies.
Going right to the pantry. Even though I don't even think I actually had a pantry officially in my apartment.
Yeah.
I had roaches for roommates. It was a disaster.
Hey, look, man, that's what, but you lived and you learned.
Yes.
Okay, and you're better for it.
I'd like to think so.
So I think so. All right. So you're bringing the milk. I'll bring the cookies. Are you gonna be here tomorrow?
I'm not. No. I know. I would have brought something.
So no. I was just to enjoy and just to partake.
Yeah.
So
I'd
that's
been
all right.
Happy too.
Maybe Blake will be here.
Perhaps even Blake will join us for the festivities.
Maybe Blake will be here and do a little radio, eat a cookie or two. I don't know if he's a big milk guy though. I don't know if he's a milk guy.
We gotta have him at least. He's gotta at least try the raw milk.
I'm geeked.
I didn't even grow up a milk guy, but with cookies, it was always the thing, like or cereal or whatever. Like I was never just drinking milk to drink milk, but with cookies or something, it absolutely calls
it
for
about
it.
Being poor growing up, we always had milk. Didn't have anything else. Always had milk. I don't know why. Don't know how. All right.
But that's why you got the strong bones.
WIC approved. Okay. Maybe that's part of it. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Cornflakes and milk. Always had two staples that you're always going to find in the Davis household back in the day. No, I mean, there's nothing worse than like a hot middle of summer day coming inside and just guzzling some milk because that's all that's in the fridge.
That's what you had to do.
Because as a kid, you're not drinking water. Okay.
See, I was drinking.
At least you weren't in the 80s.
When I was thirsty, I was drinking water.
Give me some milk.
That's crazy. After a sweaty summer day.
Sweaty summer day. Glut, glut, glut. Just down in milk.
That's vomit inducing. I mean, for the average Joe.
That may explain a lot now that you've got me thinking about it.
Some of the gut issues that might have been taking
place.
Did you grow up drinking raw milk? Is that
No, I just grew up drinking milk, period.
Okay, but not the raw milk. So
no.
Would this be one of your first experiences? And I bring raw milk to you tomorrow?
This may be my maiden raw milk voyage.
I'm so excited for you, dude.
I'm geeked.
Yeah.
I'm geeked. We got to do this on air.
Just when we thought your tea levels couldn't get any higher.
Oh, they're about
here
to
here we go.
They're
we introduced the raw milk. Shout out to Circle and Dairy Farms, by the way, for providing.
Does raw milk increase your testosterone?
Oh, I don't want to ball sack people, but absolutely it does.
I'm drinking it all. I'm drinking it all tomorrow. I can't wait.
You're not even going to need a ladder to get on those roofs on Friday.
You know what? I may get to the parking garage through this window.
You will. It's going to give you a burst of energy, dude.
I can't wait.
Top factor, too. I love that when it kind of creams up. Yeah.
So that's all I need to know.
I'm excited for tomorrow, dude. And well, I feel for you right now. I think you're taking this thing to 11 o'clock.
Look, he'll wake up, if I had to guess. Blake will wake up, because I'm guessing his mom's probably been listening to the show, so I'm thinking he should be here no later than 8 o'clock, because he doesn't live that far from the studio.
That's the good thing.
If he was like in Louisville or something like that where I live, then yeah, you're talking about with traffic and everything else, you're talking about a good 30, 45 minutes plus.
I think Mama Elliot is perhaps knocking on his apartment door right now.
Got to.
Saying, what in the hell?
What are you doing?
What are you doing? She's like, I DoorDash some food that's waiting at the security desk for you, thinking you were going to show up to work.
Seriously.
Unbelievable. Two no-call, no-shows in a matter of, what, like 6 weeks? Maybe a couple of months?
Well, what was that last? What was the one we did?
Was it around New Year's, maybe? I don't know. There was a...
No, I'll tell you what it was. It was December. It was around New Year's. You're exactly right.
Okay.
It was that last week, because I want to say... Yeah, because it was just you and Broadus.
That's right.
That's exactly what it was.
I was producing...
That's what it was, right?
Been since the time I've been here, it's been two, yeah.
So you and Broadus were doing, because you two were the only two left from G-Bag, and y'all were holding it down, and so,
So I guess this is sort of like a quarterly no-call, no-show
every,
for Blake.
Once a quarter.
That's his habit.
You know, the thing is, too, I've got his card, you know? I've got his card that he was dying to get. So
he can't even get himself into the building when he decides to show up to work.
Our boy James downstairs will take care of him. So.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys got the
hook. Have you met James?
He's super friendly. Super friendly security guard.
Tell you what. Now, rumor has it, and I know this wouldn't be you, rumor has it, somebody from the Mickey D's next door left a bunch of coupons for us. Okay? For here at the station. For us to get some, you know, some
this
free
is the first time hearing of that.
Okay, well, James says, hey... They left the McDonald's people came over. They know that 105.3 The Fan, big fan of the McDonald's next door. All right. I mean, we love him up all the time. All right. Even a little short dude who, you know, fronts on, mugs everybody. They brought some free coupons for free food for us. Says somebody that he'd never seen before snatched them up.
Scooped them all?
Said they were from the radio station.
Wow.
I don't know
who it was. Well, there's a handful of radio stations in this building. So,
look, dude, I've been on the 10th floor. Okay, it's like a ghost town down there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair.
I mean, who's there?
Who would have done that?
They got a great break room.
I know that, and I don't want to start
I'm just going off of what I've heard from James.
I know Bobby Belt in the morning loves a good McGriddle for breakfast.
But this was the afternoon, though. This was today. This was this afternoon.
This
was today.
Wow.
Because I got here a little bit earlier than usual. I got here right around 5 o'clock. James was like, hey, somebody snatched up your free McDonald's coupons.
Is this a Carter Freeman situation?
No.
Is Carter capable of something like this?
We had a pretty candid conversation with Carter today. I don't know that I'm really, maybe I'll share with you off air, but.
Was he bitching?
No.
Okay, good.
We have got, I'll tell you what, Carter and I are going to do a show next Wednesday because Blake is going to be at the, provided he's awake, will be at the Mavericks game next week.
Carter's going to host?
Carter's sitting in. Okay, so me and Carter are doing the show next Wednesday. We've got a ambitious deadline that we've set for some personal goals for Mr. Carter in his personal life.
Oh, this is female related. This is absolutely... He's on quite a dry spell. I heard about it. My boy is very parched.
The Mojave Desert... is taken aback by
the
drought.
I can't believe
he's
not picking up honeys on all those 5Ks he's running, man.
Well, I told him, I said, are you in a running club? And he's like, no. I said, well, there's your first problem.
It would help if he got the sunburnt sunglasses off of his skin.
Look, I gave him, and new guy Jake can attest to this, I gave him about as straightforward of advice as I could possibly give him about what he needs to do to mix this drought or to flip this thing. I said, number one, you need a slump buster.
I was going
to
say slump buster.
The bigger, the better. And don't even
just do it.
He's got that build too. That you know how you often see the scrawny guy with the heavier plus size.
Preach of the choir, man.
Honestly,
you ain't got to tell me.
He might step into something.
You ain't got to tell me.
This might broaden his horizons in a big way.
Look, I've got stories that aren't even fit for 10 o'clock hour radio, okay, is all I'm going to say.
Yeah. Personal.
Okay, I'm just going to say Super 8 Motel, Bangor, Maine, circa 2000. That's all I'm going to say.
Are we talking two bills?
Oh, we're talking.
Are we talking like a fullback or are we talking like a... Like a 110.
I'm talking she could probably back up Brock Hoffman.
Damn. Okay, we got ourselves a bully in the middle of the O-line.
Oh, let me tell you something right now.
That's a pulling guard.
Look, she was Brock Hoffman, I was Mozzie Smith. Okay? Let's leave it at that. Okay?
You got pancaked.
I'm going to let the mind wander, okay? We'll just let the mind wander, all right? He's Chiafalo. I'm Fred. That's our guy, new guy, Jake. Blake is, we're going to find out where he's at some point. Coming up next, though, let's talk a little Texas Rangers. We'll get into that big win they had today as far as the bats are concerned. We'll also talk a little bit about what David Mulligetta had to say. Taking the high road, what did he have to say? And does this mean we're going to see a Micah deal done sooner rather than later? That and more. Don't go anywhere. This is the Fan After Dark. Welcome back in, Fan After Dark, on a Haiku Hump Day Wednesday. We got to come up with two topics, all right? Now, Haiku Hump Day is not until 9:40, so we got plenty of time to get that thing rocking and rolling. This will be, what, your second, third, fourth time doing haikus?
This is my second. This will be my first time to redeem myself after my ChatGPT disaster.
That's right. You did. You did let us all down when you did that. If you weren't such a great producer, I probably would have taken more umbrage with you using the ChatGPT. I'll tell you who you better not sleep on is Alec 2.0.
That's what I've heard.
Alec 2.0. Now look, James Tritely has always been A+ at haikus. Khaki Kevin has been good. He continues to evolve. All right. Now the problem with Khaki Kev, he's tried to use the internet as well, but he tried to do it as a syllable counter. Okay, unlike you who just cheated. He actually tried to do it to just count his syllables. Still failed miserably, okay? Now, he had his girlfriend text one in and help kind of balance out.
Well, yeah, because she's an English teacher, right? So
she is.
You think
she
he's been doing any like any practice at home, you know, some classes in session, you know?
Look, it's all about just how you go about your daily day.
Well, she's pre-K, if I remember correctly. Do you remember when they taught you haikus?
I learned mine in college.
I don't think I ever learned any.
Yeah, I mean, most people don't.
Okay, so.
So, I mean, there's no shame in that. I mean, but at the same time, too, it's 575, so it's not uber complicated. Programming note, Blake Elliott is en route to the station.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Okay, so good news, nothing wrong, nothing a matter, just dozed off. And if there's one thing we know about Blake Elliott, when my man goes to sleep, he's out.
Yeah, heavy sleeper. Heavy
sleeper. He is a heavy sleeper. Meanwhile, I'm lucky to average 4 or 5 hours a night right now. So I'm just kind of all over the place. But happy about one Mr. Blake Elliott, who will be making his way to the station and should be here momentarily. That said, we're going to get into some Mavericks talk here in just a little bit. They're playing tonight against the Atlanta Hawks. You guys have been fantastic on the text line. Obviously, big shout out to our boy Eric Chiafalo. Spent a little time extra with us on that first segment. So excited about the milk tomorrow that we're going to be partaking in. Raw milk. Haven't drank it ever in my life. Maybe when I was a kid. I don't remember. Who knows? But very excited about that.
Could you not be excited?
I'm a milk guy, dude.
How could you not be excited?
Look, I don't drink anymore. All right, I was telling you before the show, it'll be 9 years in May. Yeah. But I make up for it with copious amounts of milk.
That's beautiful. I grew up drinking milk. I almost chimed in.
God bless you.
You know, actually, when I was a kid, you know, after I was done throwing up, after I was, you know, the crackers and the Sprite, just you got to force it down, then you throw it back up.
Yeah.
Big milk guy after throwing up. I don't know what it is.
Interesting.
When I was a kid.
That's a hot take.
After I got all.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All the bad stuff out of my tummy, you know, I felt like I could run a mile. I was, like, ready to go.
Well, like I said, man, after a hard day of playing outside,
better
way to chase it down with some...
With some leche.
Big old glass of milk, bro. Yeah. Glass of milk, maybe a little bread, too, just because, you know, why not?
Yeah. Did you ever have SOS?
What the hell's that?
So it's... Oh, my dad used to make it. Whenever it was my dad's night to do dinner, or my mom was, you know, working or something...
Yeah.
He would always make us SOS. It was like bacon and something else in like some heavy cream sauce that you put on bread. It sogged all the way through the bread.
It's incredible.
It was like the most white trash thing I'd ever
eaten. It sounds kind of white trash.
Yeah.
It sounds to me like a, you know, like you know what goulash is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or were you on the show when I talked about hillbilly stew?
Oh, yeah, I was.
That's kind of sounds, I get that vibe that this is kind of like your dad's version of hillbilly stew.
Yep.
Is SOS. So.
I was just about to bring that up. What'd you say was in that again?
Hillbilly stew?
Yeah.
Just straight debauchery. We're talking about beans and just ground beef.
Mm.
Okay.
Right, I got it pulled up. I'm going to show it on your computer screen.
I mean, if that doesn't sound like prison, I don't know what is. So there you have
it. It's on your computer screen.
That looks disgusting. 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. Are we concerned yet about the bats, or are we just going to kind of keep playing the whole don't worry about it, they're going to come around? I mean, we don't have a choice right now.
Yeah, you got to also kind of think that you're facing guys who really haven't been seen. Like starting pitchers, I feel like personally always get off to a good start unless your last name is Rocker. I think
rough.
You face some tough pitchers in Cincy. I wouldn't worry about it yet too much. I mean, you still have Jock Peterson. You know he's going to hit his stride. He's
you don't necessarily face those, and you don't necessarily face those guys a lot either.
No, you don't. No, you don't. And I think the one thing that they haven't had, I feel like, is consistency at DH. Even in their World Series run, I mean, they sucked at DH. Besides when Mitch Garver got out of his mind in the playoffs, but once he turns it around, I think he's going to be like the engine that makes this whole thing go. And I mean, you still have Semien. You know, he's going to turn around. Seager. I mean, he's a stud. He's always going to be good, but.
Are we worried though? With and again, I mean, look, he got the first hit today. I think it was what, the third inning or something like that. A little bloop over the left center field, but you know, then he gets left on base. But you know, again, you know, back to back days, 1-0, 1-0. Again, not a lot of production from the top of your order again. All right, and so I guess I just wonder, and that's why I asked the G-Bag boys, you know, at what point do we start to say, all right, is this kind of, because, you know, the thing about with Semien, we saw this last year, right? I mean, he kind of, you know, fluttered to the finish. I'm a little nervous that, okay, is it a continuation of what we saw last season? So, like I said, hey, get the win. Let's get the dubs right now, all right? You're 5-2. You've taken 3 out of 4 from the Red Sox, 2 out of 3 from the Cincinnati Red Legs, as our guy Eric Hicks says. I thought that was absolutely phenomenal. Which, by the way, listening to those two, I absolutely pound for pound, two of the best play-by-play guys of any sport. You get a day off tomorrow, and then you're home for 3 games against the Devil Rays. All right, we're gonna see a little bit of DeGrom. All right, we'll see some Tyler Mahle. The question I have, and I'm not really concerned about DeGrom. We already know DeGrom's gonna do his thing. The two guys I'm going to be having my eyes on is going to be Mahle and Rocker, considering from a starting perspective, those are the two dudes that have not looked great. And I'll tell you what, everybody's favorite sleepyhead in the house. And you know what? I knew that it was a sleeping issue. All right. And you know what? That's...
See, you know, I feel like I have a valid excuse, but at the end of the day, the last word is what matters. It's just an excuse.
Well, I didn't want to. You said it for me.
You got to be here on time, and, you know, a lot of stuff going on. Mismanaged my sleep.
Fatties just want to hear from you.
And they don't want to hear about it. And you know what? I did a disservice to them because they had to go a segment and a
they
half.
They missed you.
A segment and a half without hearing.
They threatened to turn the station off.
Crazy hot take. You know how I know?
Luckily, Chief was able to hold it down. And
had a feeling.
We kept it. Chief. Yeah, I mean, come on, team player. Bringing milk tomorrow. Are you a milk guy? I know we've talked about this. Are you a milk guy?
We know
that's right. You're not.
So are we talking Rangers baseball? Because I'm geeked. Let's do it.
Well, we did in some of the first segment, too.
Well,
go ahead. We got a few minutes. We haven't heard yours yet. I want to hear yours. I want to hear your take. Because we're going to do some Mavs and some Cowboys next. But we got a few minutes. Go ahead and chime in.
I just end up repeating everything that's been said.
Jack Ryder's been phenomenal through 2 games.
No, but I had a homeboy call me on the way here.
Yeah.
And I'm like, come on. This is a friend that I talk to pretty
regularly.
I'm like, why are you calling me? You know I'm supposed to be on the air. Like, last thing I need
is
someone.
But he's like, no, you're not on the air. That's why I'm calling.
And then he texts me. He goes, this man, Fred, just said, we all know when Blake goes to sleep, he's out there, but he's on the way right now. I was like, first segment, homeboy's texting you of what your co-hosts are saying that you're not there.
Yeah.
Gotta be better. That'd be better. But okay. Either way, my Rangers.
We said nice things about you, though.
I appreciate it.
That's all that matters.
My Rangers take. I'm gonna go on a limb here. I'm gonna go on a limb here.
Bats are gonna come around.
Jack Leiter, like I said, is gonna be that guy. I said Paul Skeens type year when you get out of Jack Leiter. I said that preseason. I said that preseason. And you know what? I think the blister was the best thing that could have happened to him. I honestly don't need to see him go 7-8 innings to prove to me he's gonna be good this year. Do I want him to be that guy? Of course.
Yeah.
But in his,
I'd like to see him go 7 innings.
In his second start, doing what he did today with having just one earned run or zero.
Zero.
Me,
no.
Zero
he earned gave runs, up no runs today.
One hit. Excuse me. I think I texted you middle of the fourth inning. I said, don't look now. My boy Leiter's got a perfect game right now. I mean, no base runners allowed. One by Leiter, one by Chris Martin, and one by Luke Jackson, if I'm correct. Hits allowed, only allowed 3. Same amount of hits your Texas Rangers got. Now, they were able to capitalize theirs in 2 runs is where the Reds became with 2 relievers, and they were just didn't really do much and didn't materialize so much. But Jack Leiter, preseason prediction coming to fruition. And I said, I listened back to yesterday's show while I was doing the dishes today, and I was like, I have to stay in true on what I said. I said, If Jack Leiter comes out tomorrow, aka today, and performs well, regardless of what the bats do, you have to feel very good about the Texas Rangers rotation. And of course, a tweet was coupled by it, so I'm sure you've already shared it, but just for my own conscience, I'll go ahead and share the tweet that I think is the biggest factor of the Rangers.
Well, so far we've talked milk, cookies, baseball, you not being here, so if any of that.
So Nathan Eovaldi, Jacob deGrom, Jack Leiter, obviously been your three best pitchers.
Three best.
I don't think I need to go far on that. That trio in five starts, so we're combining everything they've done at those,
tweeted out.
Have allowed 15 hits.
Yeah.
Here's the best part. Three walks between three guys and five outings, three walks. And one of those guys being a young guy in Jack Leiter, I think is phenomenal. And struck out 33. They have a combined 0.9 ERA. So under a one ERA, three walks, over 30 strikeouts. I think those three guys have been a phenomenal. Like, you have a case now. Obviously, they're not Cy Young, but I'm just saying you have maybe three of the top 10 pitchers if we're going just off stats.
Well, so far,
just on what's happened, you got to feel very good moving forward because they're going to go back to the mean. I don't think Eovaldi's going to be like this every game. DeGrom will get rocked, but I'm saying to start, I would rather this be happening to the pitching staff and the bats get to where we think they can and live up to expectations, because your pitching is going, especially with Leiter, going way above expectations so far.
No, he's given you two incredible starts thus far. DeGrom, I don't think anybody was surprised by what he's able to do. I think we're just kind of all with bated breath, just making sure he can stay healthy.
One tidbit, April 11th is when Patrick Corbin may be ready to rock and roll.
Yeah.
And so that coincides with Kamar Rocker, who will only have one start between now and April 11th. I'm not making a prediction. I'm not Jared Sandler. I'm not Hixie Nadale, so don't take my word for it. I'm just throwing it out there, and we'll ask those guys when we do speak to them in the near future. I wonder if when Corbin's ready, if Kumar doesn't do well in his second outing.
Oh, no, Kumar's gone.
What that AAA to swap setup looks like, or maybe he goes to the pen.
If he gets rocked again.
Yeah. Maybe he goes to the pen.
Nah, he's a starter.
I agree. You want to get him reps.
You need him reps. Yeah.
So I can see that happening. April 11th is a good date.
Which is okay. I mean, look, here's the reality of it. And I think this is the important part. And I go back to what Mike Bassick said after his first start. The guy has not played a lot of professional baseball. Okay? Which is okay. Like, that's, I mean, again, Jack didn't get off to a great start.
I like
okay?
Al Leiter.
So cool, let's not, you know, again, who's on the Kamar Rocker train? Before anybody else.
Fred Davis.
Okay, your boy. All right.
I think you were even a little bit on the last year.
I've been on this Kamar Rocker train. Okay? He's going to be okay. And I'm telling you right now, anytime you got a dude who grew up in a professional household, and what I mean by that, you know, his dad played professional football, was a coach, he knows how this thing works. Okay? And I think something else, and we'll go to break. The fact that he, and Boach talked about this, I think it was yesterday with Eric Hicks, the fact that he went back out for that third inning, all right, because as Boach said, he goes, look, he had about 15, 20 pitches left in him. We knew he still had some work to do. He went out there. What'd he give you? 1-2-3 inning, okay? I'm telling you right now.
You know the stuff's there. It's just
the stuff's there. It's just in the mental. Pitching's exactly, man. And again, once he gets that control and starts getting, because the thing about Kamar, and we heard this from, I think it was Sandler talked about this, he doesn't get rattled, okay? Yeah, sure, he might get rocked. But does he get rattled mentally? That's the important part. All right, coming up next, we talked about this. We will do it this time. David Mulugeta firing back, or did he? What did he have to say about what Jerry said about him? And does this mean a Micah Parsons deal is going to get done? Plus your text message and more. The family is all back, all right? Blake Elliott's in the house. I'm Fred. New guy Jake behind the glass. We got to find out a new nickname for him. We got to figure out what our two haiku topics are going to be. So much to get to. Don't go anywhere, family. What a read. What a read. New guy, Jake, who we're going to have to come up with a new name here in a second. Because Dylan, when does Dylan make his debut?
I got to think it's this week.
It's got to be, right?
Yeah.
Maybe this weekend?
He's training with me and Kevin on Friday for the Rangers game. So, unless that's his first shift, but.
I was going to say, who's producing for us tomorrow?
I have no idea.
Damn you. It's not you, though.
I just look for my name on the schedule.
That's it. That's it. We'll find out during the break. From the 817, my God, Fred, it's Eric Nadell and Matt Hicks. Did I say Eric Hicks? I bet I said Eric Hicks. I bet I did. I say that sometimes. I told Eric Hicks, a.k.a. Matt Hicks, that I got his name wrong one time. And I said, look, Eric Hicks was a Chiefs defensive end. And I got it confused. And then Hicksy told us about his defensive end prowess from back in the day. So, you know, it all worked out. It all worked out, folks.
I mean, shouts out to you for coming clean.
Look, it's out there. It's out there in the world, folks. By the way, your SOS meal has gotten some run here on the Frankel Injury Attorney text line. We can't use the first word of what SOS stands for. No. So while you were out, we heard a great story from Mr. Jacob Ray talking about his dad who used to make this meal for them called SOS. And it sounds horrible. And it
looks horrible.
It looks horrible.
Tasted horrible too. Shout out, Dad.
Hey, Daddy Ray, shout out to you, my man. Let's see. SOS stands for bleep on a shingle. It was a Navy Depression meal. It is cream beef on toast.
Yep.
Okay, first of all, I need you to turn your
what
your
is cream
on.
Beef even
I don't
mean?
Know, but cream beef just sounds horrific. Okay.
I'm trying to imagine.
Like, I don't even know that I would want to Google cream beef here on a computer at work because yeah. I don't want to get kicked off.
I would imagine it looks the same going in as it does coming out.
See, there, this guy here. This guy right here. Unbelievable, but I don't think you're wrong. I don't think you're wrong. So, all right, let's talk a little Dallas Cowboys. Clearly, the news from the other day was Jerry Jones talking at the owners' meetings, basically saying that, hey, this deal's getting done. We want to do it without his agent. I don't even know what the agent's name is. And, of course, it's hard to him. Yeah, I mean, come on. It's David Mulligetta, who is one of the biggest agents in the National Football League. We've talked about it ad nauseum here on the program. He was responsible for the Deshaun Watson deal. I think Kevin last night rattled off like five or six Cowboys that have David Mulligetta for representation. So he's clearly becoming one of the biggest agents, not just in the NFL, but in just in all of sports as a whole.
Okay, so outside of being a sports player, getting in my, what's our name? Not Patrick Dumont. Yeah, my Patrick Dumont bag. Yeah. Outside of being a sports player, is it being an agent right there as far as like just crescendo, money, underrated? Like,
as
I mean,
far as
just like making money.
Well, if you're a good agent.
How many good agents are do you think there are versus just agents? Because obviously we don't hear about every agent, but obviously other agents make good money. Like, do you think it is a wealthy profession?
Absolutely it is. If you're
taking a top five out.
I think it's like anything else, right? I mean, you've got your big-time attorneys, all right?
The ones that we all know about.
So, for every Franklin Frankel, okay, there's, some dude that just got out of law school who's, trying to make his way.
He's probably been doing it for 10 years.
Make his way in the world today, takes everything you got. Okay. So there's that. But I think look, we had our boy Matt Timpanic on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Who's just getting started. Okay. I mean, he's representing guys that are all D2.
Okay. How many guys do you think have been doing this like 10 years and are still not at a great level? Like, do you think there's still...
So if you're doing it 10 years and you're not at a great level,
then
you're probably
not good. Because it's obviously very commission-based. You can't just say, I'm an agent and sign up and sit at home.
Yeah, because what's the commit? I think it's like, 3% fee?
It doesn't depend on who it is, or is that just the base?
No, I think it's I think there's a standard NFLPA commission rate. Light's good. I can see you. We're good. You can see me fine. Leave the light off, please. Can we leave the light off? You know what? No, we're going to do it. We're going to turn it off during the break. We don't need it.
Carter texted me.
We don't need it.
He said, can you turn the light off?
Did he really?
Yeah, he texted and said, can you turn the light
off?
No,
he didn't.
He texted me.
After the whole pre-show.
After everything we talked about. That's how he does me.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
What happened?
I see what's going on here.
Did y'all have a kumbaya?
I see what's going on here.
What happened pre-show? Tell me.
You had to be there.
You had to be there.
I wasn't, so.
You had to be there.
What time did you get here? 4? To see Carter?
I got here at 5.
Okay, yeah, Carter's still here.
I got here at 5. Yeah. 5:12.
Yeah.
My eyes were working so great before that light came on.
They want to see you on YouTube.
You can see me just fine.
Hey.
On YouTube.
I don't make the rules. I don't post any YouTube videos.
Me and Carter are going to talk. I thought I gave him great life advice, by the way.
I thought you did too.
Right?
I thought you did too. Yeah.
I thought it was fantastic.
Speaking of Carter, aren't we going to see a Carter showing?
Well, that's what we know. That's what the whole conversation erupted over was next Wednesday. We'll get to the David Mulligetta stuff later. Next Wednesday, you're going to be live at the AEC.
I am.
Week from today. Biggest game of the NBA season. Maybe not from a statistical.
It is.
Well,
it is.
Let's put it. It's not. It's
as
not,
far as eyeballs on a random game on a Wednesday.
Well, it's big because of the background, right?
Yeah.
It's not
less
because
about
like,
the basketball.
Hey, that's it. That's what I was getting at. It's not like, hey, we're jockeying for the 1-2 or anything like that. We're battling over playoff seating. No. This is going to be one of the biggest game of the NBA season.
If anybody's out because of injury and they're not out for the season, like if you're battling injury.
Oh no! It's all hands on deck.
All questionable guys on both sides better be playing. I don't want to see no Jackson Hayes on the bench.
I tell you what, Caleb Martin. Martin better be ready to play on Wednesday, okay, is what I'm talking about. Hell, I wouldn't mind seeing Kessler Edwards get a spot on the bench at the end.
He survives.
And you know what? Hey, he deserves it, all right? Because if anybody's worked his ass off and you know, done the dirty work, it's been one Mr. Kessler Edwards. So, but we'll get to that here in just a little bit. But David Mulligata with his contract. So, again, being one of the biggest agents in the NFL, and again, Jerry Jones knows who David Mulligata is. I think that's more about him being upset about the whole Todd France thing from a couple days before that. But this is what David Mulligata had to say when it was on a podcast, when it was brought up to him about what Jerry Jones had said about him and Micah's contract negotiation.
When in a contract holdout. In your opinion, what's the best piece of advice to players when holding out?
First thing I'll say is players have a lot more leverage than they think, right? You just have to know how to use your leverage. You got to understand who you're dealing with. What I would say to players is first, you have to be reasonable in your demands, right? You know, you got to do your best to try to create a win-win, and you got to be resolute in whatever you're deciding. You can't show weakness. If you decide, you know, I'm not going to play, or I'm going to hold out, or I'm going to do this, you know, if the team doesn't believe you, doesn't really matter, right? So you got to put yourself in a position where the team believes whatever it is you're saying you're going to do, you're going to do. You know, teams know the guys that can really go through that because it's tough now. You know, when you decide not to show up, or you decide you're going to hold out, or you're going to push for this or that, fans are fans of the team for the most part, right? So you're going to instantly become the bad guy. So as long as you understand what's coming with what you're about to do, and you're okay with that, and you're a type of player that can deal with that, then yeah, I think you just have to be resolute in your stance, and there's always a win. You know, you just got to figure out how to get to it.
The ultimate back and forth in life is negotiating sports contracts.
It's definitely up there. We'll find out how these tariffs work out here now that they've been levied today. Yeah. But no, that, and look, for a guy like Micah, yeah, he can hold out if he wants.
He can.
Okay.
The other teams will be clamoring for him. Fans already understand where he stands. He's the caliber of player that can hold out and still. He's not Najee. Who was the running back for the Steelers? Le'Veon Bell, who's holding out where it's like, okay, cool. Steelers are fine with it. Other teams around the league are fine with it. And then you're gone into the void. Micah Parsons will be fine, whether he holds out or not.
Well, and here's the thing about Le'Veon Bell, though, it definitely didn't help his career, right? Because, and I've said this before, there's something about in the NFL, especially for a league that's built on physicality, that for whatever reason, when a guy takes a year off, and it's not injury related. I've yet to see the guy, and text in if you can think of somebody off the top of your head, 877-881-1053. But it just feels like when a guy takes a year off, whether again through injury, suspension, whatever else it is, it just feels like they don't come back the same. Le'Veon Bell wasn't the same after he came back, and Deshaun Watson hasn't been the same since taking a year off.
I mean, honestly, when you look around sports, it's still hard. And when a guy is, like you said, out for a full year, I'm trying to think of examples where guys sat out a full year and were better than they were before.
Well, that's what I'm saying. NFL-wise, I can't think of anybody. Plus, NFL is hard to do, right? Because I just feel like with the NFL, unless it's an injury, to say, hey, yes, I'm going to sit out because of a contract.
Not talking about injury guys, so don't. No Joe Burrow.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't know that there's really a lot. Because the NFL, I think there's something about the physicality of it.
You get forgotten about
it
quickly, too.
Well, you get forgotten about, and I just don't know that your body... You would think that taking a year off would help, but I feel like not having that.
Then you come back and your body's like, "Whoa!"
Exactly.
Oh, we're hitting
your body. Exactly. You have to stay in that rhythm. Maybe if you're I was going to say if you're a quarterback, but obviously that hasn't been the case.
Someone said too tall. Jones came back and was better the year he was out for a year. I'm not going to quote or unquote that.
I mean, hell, that was before I was alive. So, you know, shout out to our senior citizen Tolos and fatties out there. But that was before my time.
I can't comment on that. Maybe he did.
Ed, if you're listening, 877-881-1053. Tell us what happened.
UNT grad. Okay. Coming green.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, we got a statue outside of Apogee with him.
Well, I mean, then he's got to call in. All right. I mean, he's got one. It's one of your people.
Ja'Marr Chase sat out and the ball and balled from the jump. He sat out because of injury. His junior year of college because of injury. And then played. And then obviously his first year in the NFL, he was great. But he was hurt and he was in college.
College. I'm not going to.
Someone said Mike Vick.
Mike Vick, yeah, I mean, he did go to prison. There was that. There was that. I mean, but it's a small list.
Small list.
And oh, by the way, and by the
texts
way.
Texts are coming in slow about this.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and oh, by the way, when it came to Mike Vick, all right, Mike Vick had about had one good year with Philly and then fell off a cliff. So let's not get carried away. Like all of a sudden he was back to being prime Mike Vick again. And again, part of his prime was taken away, but that's another story for another time. All right, coming up next, let's talk a little bit of Dallas Mavericks. Get into a little bit of where things are at as far as they're concerned. Lots to get to. Hour number one in the books. Plus, we've got a guest coming up later on in the program. It's not Mo Vaughn, though. I'll tell you who it is next. Don't go anywhere.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.